I spent over 16 years working in restaurants. I started when I was 15 and really grew up in the industry. To say that I am who I am because of the time I spent in restaurants and around restaurant people is no exaggeration. For better or worse, many of the most valuable lessons I have learned in my life have come from my time in the industry. These are lessons that I believe translate well to life on a larger scale. And so today I thought I would compile a short list of what I believe to be some of the most valuable of those lessons. This list could easily be 10 times as long, but here are 7 lessons I learned working in the restaurant industry. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com. I hope you enjoy my list. Number 1, be on time. In the restaurant industry, well, mostly in the kitchen, being on time is one of the most important things. To be clear, when I say on time, I mean be there 15 minutes before you're supposed to be. Most chefs are very adamant about this. Some will go so far as to send you home if you're not on time. This is partly because there is a lot to do, and if you're late, everyone has to pick up the slack. I believe there's another reason as well. If you're the type of person who is always late for work, you are likely late for most things. When you work in a kitchen, timing is everything, and because everyone is working together to achieve one common goal, even a minute or two delay in one component of a dish can throw a wrench in the whole night service. Hammering the be on time idea leads to a more productive kitchen. Number 2, no matter what, keep going. Sometimes in restaurants, just like in life, things go to hell. Everything falls apart, you feel buried and as though there is no way out. In those moments, all you can do is take a deep breath and keep going. Just keep moving forward. It's not uncommon in the middle of a dinner service to feel overwhelmed. There may be 50 or 60 bills on the board, each with 4 or 5 orders on them. There may be another 20 or 30 on the printer. It may be 40 degrees Fahrenheit. You may be sick. You may have burns or cuts on your hands. The end is hours away, and you may be wishing that it was just all over. But if you left, you'd be letting yourself and everyone around you down. So what can you do? Keep moving forward. No matter what, keep going. Number 3, being a leader and being in charge are not always the same thing. When I was younger, I had trouble differentiating between being in charge and being a leader. What I learned really quickly is that there's a big difference. Being in charge simply means that you've been given responsibilities. Being a leader means that you take responsibility. A leader leads by example. They don't simply dictate orders. A leader is in the trenches and their people know that they have their backs. People choose to follow a leader. They're told to follow the person in charge. Number 4, if you have people's backs when they need it, they will have yours when you need it. Relying on other people is not something that comes naturally to me. It was, and at times still is, something I struggle with. But what you learn in restaurants is that you can't do everything on your own, and so you have to trust people. You have to be able to believe that if you are reliable, you'll be able to rely on other people. If you help people when they need it, they will help you when you need it. Yes, sometimes you will get screwed over, but that risk is worth the benefit. Number 5, if someone has to talk about how good they aren't that good. Simply put, show people how good you are. Don't tell them. Number 6, be prepared. Preparation is everything. Being prepared makes all the difference between something being relaxed and easy and something being stressful and difficult. Obviously, you can't prepare for everything, but prepare for everything that you can be prepared for. In my experience, the moment you think you don't need to prepare is the exact moment you needed to prepare for most. Number 7, some people talk about how to solve problems. Some people just solve them. Be the kind of person that just solves them. I think of all the lessons I've learned in the restaurant industry, this is one of the most valuable. Being able to solve problems quickly and effectively is an incredibly valuable skill. The ability to think on your feet, see around issues, and find a way to resolve them will take you far in life. Talking about problems and conceptualizing answers is all well and good, but if a sink is backing up, or all the pilot lights went out, or the walk-in fridge just went down, taking action as quickly as possible makes all the difference. So So don't just think about how to solve problems. Just solve them. There you go. Those are the top 7 lessons that I learned from my very long time in the restaurant industry. I hope that you enjoyed this list, and I hope that maybe you can take some of these and apply them to your own life. I am Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly, and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. You can like and subscribe to this podcast. Tell your friends about it. I really appreciate it. And I will be back tomorrow with another fantastic episode of Food History. I will see you then, everybody. Have a great Wednesday.